Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And what I had been saying about the roads this morning based on a video I shot was that, and based on some driving around yesterday, is that they were like mostly fine, mostly dry, with occasional ice patches or packed snow that makes it a little bit more difficult. Ice is, of course, you know, can make it impassable. But I'm being told by some people that on roads I did not get to, that it's worse than that in some areas. Highway 98 is a lot of ice over in the Naval Live Oaks, also in the Lillian area. In fact, somebody who had to travel that way this morning said it's just terrible. People are turning around on Highway 98 coming from Alabama because there's still snow and ice on the road. From the state line to Dog Track Road, worse than yesterday, which I actually can understand that because if, you know, if it doesn't get cleared, and it's like second day of melt and freeze, you know, and then it's in the shade. I totally can understand how it got worse. That was actually one of the things I was worried about yesterday, is that a lot of areas are going to be totally fine today, and then some areas are going to be even worse today than they were yesterday. I'll be honest, when I was my way into work on Burgess, I had a concern about that becoming the case too, because you don't know until you get out on it if it's gotten better or gotten worse. And I could see how, well, you know, in a shaded area where there's lots of trees and, we're, you know, bridges and elevated, like, we are hearing, I'm trying to confirm right now, but we are hearing, as John mentioned, that I-110 is closed below Fairfield, which is all elevated, right? So it's a road surface, it's just going to freeze, and there's no way to handle that. So trying to verify whether that's the case. Greg Gordon says I-110 is still closed in that area. I saw cars on it this morning at the Burgess over or the Creighton overpass. Not many, but okay. So I-110 is closed. So wow, bummer. But I mean, you know, because the ice, you know, as I keep trying to tell you, ice is a totally different beast. You know, the ice doesn't care how skilled you are. there's no skill. There's just wait until you stop sliding or hit something. That's all there is to it. One of the things that is just kind of a weird fast. Oh, and by the way, I will say this also. That's why I think the school district were right to close. You know, I made the comment yesterday that they definitely were right to close on Thursday, and maybe they should have allowed an extra day or waited to see or for Friday. And I thought maybe we'll be fine on Friday. Yeah, not based on what I'm hearing and seeing. It's the occasional problems that are serious. Like, for example, you know, I had personal experience yesterday driving on Burgess between Palo Fox and the railroad tracks by West Florida High School. And everything in the whole area was fine. Davis was fine. Brent was fine. Palo Fox was fine. And then I made the turn onto Burgess. And all of a sudden, where it's shady, you know, trees, there's like 10 cars on the side of the road trying to figure out what to do. And I'm like, oh, okay. That video is up on our Facebook page if you want to see it. And then I'm driving slow through there because it's just packed snow to me. It doesn't look like a big deal. And then all of a sudden, I'm on a part where I'm like, oh, look, I'm skating. You know, okay, don't make any sudden movements. Just keep going slow. Turn toward the direction you want to go. And it was about, you know, 3 or 4 seconds worth of ice. And I'm like, oh, that's terrifying. And I'm a very skilled driver on these things, but there's nothing you can do. You just hope for the best. So, yeah, the intermittent problems are real problems. So, again, if you don't have to go out today, you know, it's better to stay home. This will all be over on Saturday. Well, Sunday. We're going to get high enough temperatures and it's not going to freeze again. But for now, please be aware that there are places that it's not safe. And, you know, you're going 40, and you should have been going 10 right there. That's the issue. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, you want somebody who's going to take good care of you, who's going to, you know, give you the right level of pricing. Like if you're selling a home, right, setting the open house, staging it, photographing it, putting it online, and setting the right price to get a lot of interest and maybe to get people to offer it above that price to make them feel like it's a sweet deal but not too good of a deal that can't be true, You know, that kind of stuff. That's what you want. And I'll tell you, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are great at that. They are really skilled. They sold 165 homes last year, 175 the year before. They are selling 3.5 homes every week, week after week after week after week. They can help you get into or out of, or both, the new home for you and help you think better about things that might seem weird, like, do you need to replace the 7-year-old water heater? Maybe. They'll know. But you're like, oh, is that normal? Well, that's where we're at. It's a weird place because of the insurance market. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
All right, so here we go. We've got icy conditions, let's see here, on 98 and Blue Angel Parkway. Also, Lillian Highway is seeing some icy roads. And if you're traveling on Highway 90 going to East Milton, Highway 90 Canal Street all the way to Holmes is pretty much an ice rink right there. Also, Highway 90 and Paddle Wheel Drive, we're seeing some ice there. Also, closure to let you know about I-110 southbound as you get south of Fairfield. You're going to see both the northbound and southbound lanes are closed due to the overpasses there being very icy. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Start your year in a new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. 2024 Crosstrek model starting at $25,262. 2024 Forester Wilderness model starting at $36,222. And 2025 Outback model start at $28,868. Love is out there. Find it at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Step right up to the spotlight, folks. Short Attention Span Theater is back by popular demand, lighting up the stage again for another unforgettable performance at Pensacola Little Theater. Prepare to be transported as they delve into a night filled with one-act plays. PLT's black box-style production promises an intimate experience, perfect for those looking to dip their toes into the vibrant world of theater. Showings January 24th through February 2nd. To learn more or buy your tickets, visit PensacolaLittleTheater.com or stop by the PLT box office.
Early voting to replace ex-Congressman Matt Gaetz is happening now. This is your chance to vote in a new voice who has been with you every step of the way. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, a Pensacola native and the only candidate on the ballot who voters petitioned to be there. In this Republican primary, you have a critical choice to make. Either the local who will fight for you or more of the same insider corruption. It's a choice between Northwest Florida values or the lobbyist-funded establishment. Instead of taking super PAC and special interest money to litter your mailbox with mailers, I'm asking you personally for your vote. Let's come together to bring in a new era of strong, conservative leadership as we fight to revitalize our infrastructure, protect our veterans, and battle those predatory insurance companies. AOC and the Democrats have a monopoly on the young vote, but we finally have the answer. This movement is how we strengthen our majority in the House and ensure our conservative values guide the future. Vote today for Michael Dylan Thompson, and let's make history together.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Before we officially begin our service this morning, I want to offer these words of grief counseling after the inauguration of President Don't Say His Name. I know this has been a difficult week, and I certainly don't want to add to it by belaboring the obvious, but rest assured, we have grief counselors available to you in the back, and Miss Jenny is putting together some good old-fashioned denial kits so you can continue living in a fantasy world if you need to. Supplies include pink knit hats, Rachel Maddow loyal fan lapel pins, I'm With Her t-shirts left over from the Hillary campaign, we have a lot of them, and signed portraits of Michelle and Barack guaranteed to have actually been touched by their hands to remind you of the good old days. Together, we will get through this. For obvious reasons, today's memorial service is entirely devoted to the despicable actions of President Not Kamala, the man most directly responsible for our misery this week due to all his flagrant anti-progressive actions since taking office. We know this is painful to hear, but the following serves as a non-comprehensive litany of offenses. First, he withdrew the United States from the Paris Climate Accord. He ended the Green New Deal. He dropped the electric vehicle mandate. And he even dared to tell people that America would start drilling again for planet-killing petrochemicals. The damage done to our dearest mother planet Gaia by these acts is unfathomable. But beyond killing our grandchildren with several giant swooshes of his absurdly oversized Sharpie, he also offered people the chance to choose for themselves between electric and gas cars. Choose for themselves? Are you kidding me? People can't be trusted to make choices for themselves. That's exactly why we need government coercing people into picking the lesser evil for the greater good. The only time we believe in choice is when we're talking about reproductive health, finding your favorite fetish, or men wearing skirts and mascara. Certainly not when it comes to the environment. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, he rescinded all diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility initiatives in the federal government. Now don't confuse DEIA, DEI, DIA, and DEA. These all mean slightly different things. But the gist is the idea of core value lowering standards so that we can bring more women and minorities into government dependence by prioritizing hiring on race-based and gender-based categories. As we all know, in claiming to make hiring decisions on, quote, pure merit, the president's really just saying he wants straight white men in these jobs. Now, yes, it's true. He has hired many female, black, and Hispanic people in his cabinet, last time and again this time, but secretly we know the real purpose is to hire only white men. And besides, you can't really count Pam Bondi, Marco Rubio, Kristi Noem, or Scott Turner when they're conservatives. Black, brown, and female conservatives don't count toward quotas since they aren't really women or minorities if they're Republicans, right? Merit? As if people should be judged by the content of their skill set rather than the color of their skin. So unvirtuous. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Third, the orange man from Mar-a-Lago has vowed to begin deporting anyone in the country illegally, designating cartels as terrorist organizations, sending the Coast Guard to South Florida, sending troops to the Mexican border, and ending the recognition of birthright citizenship for anyone whose parents were undocumented at the time of their birth. Ugh, so many hateful attacks on our dear Latinx brethren, sistren, and otherin. He is even rebuilding his obscene Berlin Wall. Although, we don't really like that analogy because it feels wrong to us to compare the Soviet Union building a love barrier to keep its people safely imprisoned within the communistic Garden of Eden with the atrocity of erecting a hate wall to prevent migrant workers from coming into the United States, a veritable horror show of greed, racism, and capitalistic exploitation. Why they even want to come here is a little hard to explain given our institutional racism, misogyny, and hate. But regardless, ignoring the Constitution, diluting the Democrat voting base, and punishing people just because they want to move across some silly line in the middle of a river is yet another reason he must go. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Fourth, this presidential walking cluster of transgressions had the audacity to declare that there are only two sexes, male and female. As if there were some biological basis to distinguish man and woman, like, say, chromosomes or basic anatomy. Of course, science tells us that the number of genders is an unknowable and growing category, currently estimated at 635. That's why we added the PLOS to the holy acronym string, to represent all the rainbow flavors and unexplored sexual possibilities. Aside from denying the obvious scientific basis of the infinite gender hypothesis, this move seeks to void the very existence of trans persons, preventing them from bathroom-affirming accommodations and seeking to disrupt the entire project of promoting gender anarchy to everyday Americans. For instance, the Department of Education, a key partner in our Progressive Enlightenment Project, will no longer produce the toolkit for creating inclusive and non-discriminatory school environments for LGBTQI+ students. The pamphlet on supporting intersex students and the resource for confronting anti-LGBTQI+ harassment in schools, as well as many other deliberately crafted and desperately needed inclusive initiatives and publications. How can people even know the truth if the very government itself won't tell them what it is? Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, I do want to acknowledge there was one small bright spot in the maelstrom of wickedness inflicted upon our nation this week. The renaming of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. I know it sounds absurd, and I know it seems like just another anti-Hispanic act of toxic masculinity and white nationalism, but hear me out. Although the actual name change is, of course, awful, the fact that President Unnameable has done this is actually a total embrace of our core principles. We love name changes as a way of creating virtue tests which identify a subject's loyalty to the governing authority, setting up in people's minds the idea that obeying the emperor in their speech makes them a good citizen, and refusing to do so makes them a rebel is a pattern we fully endorse. Moreover, we really respect the doublespeak engaged in by the president in signing, on the one hand, an executive order claiming to defend free speech and calling an end to government censorship on the one side, and then turning around and telling people they must revert to calling Denali Mount McKinley and changing the name of the Gulf. Brilliantly audacious. I love the contradiction. And obviously, we celebrate separating people from their past through creative rebranding. In fact, if the president really wanted to follow this more deeply, he might try some of the following. Instead of calling them tariffs, he could call them freedom unsubsidies. Instead of calling Native American indigenous peoples, he could call them continent squatters or colonial preoccupiers. Remote workers, the ones he wants to make come into work, could be called reduced productivity advocates. Well, you get the point. We know we're going to have a lot of terrible things done in the next 4 years, but at least if this non-transgender man in the White House can get Americans comfortable with alternating words and labels on a whim, perhaps we can turn that to our advantage in 2029. Relanguaging is the heart of our movement, after all. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Before you leave, we do want to remind you, people in Northwest Florida, to submit the photos of your snow persons to our website. We obviously will be looking to be sure there are female snow persons as well as transgender snow persons in the wintry mix. We also want to see that as many of the snow persons as possible are made of brown snow, black snow, and yellow snow. In order to prove to the world that we are definitely not a congregation that only makes white snow persons, if you have videos of your snow orb fights, we do not use the toxic masculinity term of snowballs for obvious reasons, please submit those as well. Although we obviously discourage the simulated violence of throwing them at each other, please be kind and share. We don't want anyone's feelings hurt by misguided snowplay.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
628 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Oh, man. Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit WatsonFirm.com. If you're trying to travel I-110, both north and southbound, they're going to make you get off at Maxwell Street. So just be aware of that because the I-110 south of that is closed due to ice. And let's see here what else we've got going on.
I also just got a note. Somebody tells me that I-10 may be closed going west between the Alabama state line and the Buc-ee's due to ice on the road. Lillian Highway looks like it's got problems. So black ice in a lot of places where there's elevated bridges.
That's right. Also, we're looking at 98 and Blue Angel Parkway. Also, Lillian Highway is seeing some. Also, over in East Milton, if you're traveling over there from downtown Milton into East Milton through the industrial area, going to see some patches of ice there, so be aware of that. Other than that, I'm trying to breathe. Traffic looks good.
All right, John, thanks so much for the update. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, Secretary of State Marco Rubio has now ordered a halt to all passport applications of people requesting an X marker for their legal sex. Or for people changing their marker from a previous passport. This comes after President Trump's executive order this week declaring that the only two federally recognized sexes are now male and female.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Coming up next, we're actually going to continue our series of talking to the candidates for Congressional District 1. We're going to have John Mills on. And later on today at 7:35, we're going to talk to Jimmy Patronis, the former CFO for the state of Florida. So I'm trying to get them all in. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. But that is the goal, trying to be fair to everybody. We'll be back in a minute.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. John Ratcliffe is confirmed as CIA director. A Senate vote's expected tonight on confirming Pete Hegseth as defense secretary.
Republicans feel confident that Hegseth will cross the finish line, even though two GOP members joined Democrats yesterday rejecting Hegseth in a procedural vote. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins voted no, skeptical about his qualifications for the job.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. President Trump says he'll put more pressure on Russia to end the war in Ukraine and that Ukraine's President Zelensky is ready to settle.
He shouldn't have allowed this to happen either.
No.
You know, if he's no angel, he shouldn't have allowed this war to happen. First of all, he's fighting a much bigger entity.
The president with Fox's Sean Hannity. He takes his first trip since returning to office today, visits North Carolina and California to tour hurricane and wildfire damage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 28 degrees right now, partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. And, of course, we'll get a check here in just a couple of minutes on our traffic on the fives. An investigation is underway after a woman was found dead outside of a nursing home this week. 73-year-old Deborah Adcock was found outside of the Windermere Memory Care Center on Tuesday night with a core body temperature of only 75 degrees. The family says they want to know why staff were not watching her closer.
I talked to him Saturday and said, you know, she goes outside. If it's going to snow, you need to make sure she does not go outside.
That is her husband, Thomas Adcock, and he wants to know how long she was outside before staff members found her. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says an autopsy is being done. The facility did not comment when Channel 3 reached out. Early voting is back open in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties today. Early voting locations in Escambia and Santa Rosa are open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. both today and tomorrow. You can vote at any early voting location in your county to find the best location for you. Visit either EscambiaVotes.gov or VoteSantaRosa.gov. Well, if your garbage can is packed to the brim, don't worry. Collection is set to resume today.
We know people have been without garbage. You know, we had a holiday Monday, so we've been without garbage service, you know, around the region, really. So that's the main point is we can't 100% guarantee it, but go ahead and have your can out by 9 a.m. Friday, and we'll do the best we can.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves, he says the city will be collecting their two routes on Friday and Saturday, then resuming normal operations for next week. ECUA will also be resuming garbage collection for county residents today. They're picking up Wednesday's route today, Thursday's on Saturday, Friday's route on Sunday. Pensacola police say that the roads are getting a little bit better and they're open if you do have to get somewhere.
The roads are pretty good. You know, the sun's coming out. They're starting to melt the ice. But, you know, there's still some patches of ice that people need to be very cautious about. You know, even walking out your front door, if you didn't shovel that walkway, then you're going to have some ice underneath.
That is Public Information Officer Greg Gordon from PPD. He says the essential 17 roads are, for the most part, clear, and people should just drive a little bit slower than normal if they're out and about. Well, the snow and ice and cold temperatures have been hard on Northwest Florida this week, especially the large homeless population here. Waterfront Rescue Mission says that they have suspended their normal procedures and welcomed in just as many people as they could.
So we normally will see an average during regular weather, you know, the calm weather kind of days of anywhere between 150 to 160 individuals in the mission here in Pensacola. Obviously a little less over in Mobile. But last night alone, between our two missions, we had just over 360 individuals in our location.
And that is CEO Clay Romano. He says their kitchen staff has also been working to feed everybody three meals a day. He says due to the temperatures, many people have stayed at that facility rather than venturing out during the daylight hours. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. The good news, interstates and bridges are open today. And getting a look at our traffic on the fives, it's John Pickens.
Unless you're traveling on I-110 southbound, they're going to make you get off at Maxwell Street as you approach those bridges due to ice on those bridges and overpasses. So just be aware of that. Let's see here. If you're doing Hamilton Bridge Road over in Pace, so at P Ridge Connector, Milton, the road is closed there. Also, Highway 90 from Canal Street to Home Street right there from downtown Milton to East Milton is also closed due of ice. And Jack's Branch Road is also dealing with some issues on ice. Lillian Highway, also 98 and South Blue Angel Parkway, there's ice on the road there. So just be aware of that. No accidents to let you know about yet. So I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have cold temperatures this morning, warming up in the afternoon near 49 degrees, sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 28. On Saturday, sunny skies with a high near 52. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 44. Keeping sunshine around on Sunday and warming up near 58 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 28 degrees across the area. It is partly cloudy this morning in our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields dipped this morning as investors reacted to President Trump's latest comments and anticipated further economic data. The 10-year Treasury yield fell by one basis point to 4.632%. President Trump has signed an executive order to promote the advancement of cryptocurrencies in the U.S. and to work toward potentially developing a national digit asset stockpile. Venture capitalist David Sacks, who Trump tapped as his crypto and artificial intelligence czar, joined Trump in the Oval Office for the signing of the order. Costco shareholders have rejected a proposal from a conservative think tank that urged management to investigate the business risks of its diversity initiatives. Costco chairman Hamilton James said the company owes its success to its more than 300,000 employees, and it's important they all feel included. Futures are slightly lower. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 408. That's Your Money Now.
Since 1988, Volkswagen drivers have come to Piedmore Imports on New Warrington Road for the distinctive style, innovative design, and value of VW offers. This year, the tradition continues with the all-electric ID. Buzz. This highly anticipated new VW has arrived and is waiting for you to experience today. The ID. Buzz joins the VW lineup, including the family-sized Atlas and the Atlas Cross Sport SUV. Both models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months, or choose a $4,500 discount on the Atlas and $4,000 off the Atlas Cross Sport. And the 2024 Tiguan has 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in rebates. They all share VW's distinctive and innovative design, and they're all at Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rate through Volkswagen Financial Services with qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
With a purple umbrella and a 50-cent hand. Live it, love it. She's just a warm up to school out town in her age Cadillac. Live it, love it. She's just a warm up.
Good morning, 641 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Peek outside and look south right now. The sky is beautiful. And it'll be gone in 5 minutes. So, and yeah, I know, sun rises in the south, right? Well, you know, in the winter. Also, quick note, if you're headed east on I-10 this morning, FDOT has reclosed I-10 between exit 70 and exit 85. So that's right around the Crestview area due to icy conditions. Just a heads up note about that as well. If you're out traveling, you know, thinking, hey, everything's open. Nah, it was. And now we're back to closed again in parts. And it's going to be that way, I think, a lot across the area. Joining us now, we have John Mills. He is a retired Navy pilot, flew all kinds of platforms in the Navy, writes operational manuals for the Navy now, and has been everywhere from Guantanamo Bay to Whiting Field and NAS Pensacola, and he is a candidate for Congressional District 1. John, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, Andrew, thanks. Good morning to you and to your listeners. Hope everybody's staying warm this morning.
Absolutely. And by the way, I did not ask. I'm so sorry. What is your rank? What's your retired rank? Because I don't want to not say it if, you know, I hate to not know it. I apologize.
No worries. I'm prior enlisted. You know, I took the oath when I was age 18, got picked up for a ROTC scholarship, and I ended up as a lieutenant commander.
Okay, very
retired.
Good.
Retired.
Well, thank you for your service. I appreciate that. So the question I always ask candidates is, this is a big job, going to be a member of Congress and shape the trajectory of the entire nation. Why do you want to be a congressman?
I want to go to do the right thing. I took an oath, like I said, when I was 18, to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And when I retired, that commitment didn't end. And so I'm very concerned about for my children and my grandchildren, and I need to do what I can to preserve our freedoms and our way of life. So I want to go to Washington to represent the people and not represent the bureaucrats or the special interests up there. I'm a patriot, not a career politician. And as a patriot, I believe in faith, family, and freedoms.
You know, when you you think about, you know, serving in Congress, obviously the military is very close to your heart. It's close to us here in Northwest Florida with all the military mission that we have there. Is there anything particularly about military and seeking to get attention for us here in Northwest Florida that you want to accomplish in Congress?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm the only candidate that has openly said, and it's in print in the News Journal, that I seek to be on the VA House Committee. And for us, being with the active duty retirees and the veterans, that's an absolute must. Our district has more vets than any other district in the nation. So to me, that's the most important place to be, and especially if you want to represent the veterans of the district. And the veterans are getting a raw, often, not always, but often get a raw deal, and they need a voice. In fact, at one of my meet and greets, I had a homeless veteran, and he proved himself. He showed his VA card, and so I know he was a vet. He said the homeless camp elected him to come in and talk to me. The man was in tears, and I got a little emotional myself, I have to admit. But he told me his story and things that go on and the help that he needs that he can't get. And he told me there was 4,000 homeless vets over there in Pensacola, and I couldn't believe the number that he told me. So I think it's extremely important to represent this district, to represent the veterans in this district. We've also had cuts in community care. And community care is where you can go out and use outside docs. Great program, but the budget dried up. Where did it go? I don't know. You tell me where it went. But it takes those guys off the community care and says, you got to go back into the VA system. Yeah, okay, no worries. We'll go back in. Oh, by the way, you're going to have to wait 9 months or more to get back in. So it leaves a lot of guys hanging that have no alternative means for medical. So they get a shortfall, they get the short sick. I use the VA system myself for some things, and I know it's difficult to navigate through that system. So they need help, they need representation, and they need a voice up in D.C. So to me, that's one of the most important, followed by also being on the Armed Services Committee. So.
You know, it's a very interesting take because, you know, obviously, you know, Matt Gaetz was on Armed Services and on Judiciary, which is, fits his background. And I think even before that, Jeff Miller was on Armed Services. But I don't remember anybody being on Veterans Affairs. Maybe I'm not remembering enough. But that's an interesting, a different slice of the population and the problem that we don't, you know, hear as much about. So interesting. We're talking to John Mills. He is a candidate for Congressional District 1 here in Northwest Florida. The election is Tuesday. 4 days. We'll be back to him in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. If you're traveling on I-110 southbound and northbound, as you get to Maxwell Street, they're making you get off of I-110 right there due to the overpasses and bridges being loaded down with ice right now. Also, we're seeing, Highway 90, if you're going from East Milton into Milton, seeing some delays there with the ice going in there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, and even though a lot of the roads are totally dry, there are areas or particular roads that are very, very dangerous. It's in those parts, it's even worse than it was yesterday. So do be prepared or, you know, plan for that. Back to John Mills. He is a retired lieutenant commander from the U.S. Navy. He is running for Congressional District 1. John, one of the things that, you know, you have run for office a couple of other times. You ran against Representative Gaetz twice, and you ran against Senator Doug Broxson one time, and in those three elections did not win. I appreciate anybody who runs, but persuade me as a voter why I would want to cast my vote when, you know, you've got a couple of losses under your belt rather than a couple of wins.
Well, I took on strong incumbents, and now early on, I didn't agree with Matt's voting record. I thought it was less than constitutional. His voting record, and I'm not talking about personalities, or I'm talking about just strictly voting record, and his voting record did improve. So I quit challenging. So in the case of Doug Broxson, another strong incumbent, he flipped Senate Bill 7026. Which brought in red flag laws into Florida. So I was totally opposed to it, and he was unopposed. So even though he's a strong incumbent, I didn't want him to go unopposed, so I stepped in. I'm not afraid to step in and go against a strong incumbent if they're doing things that I don't believe in. And so understanding I was the underdog in those particular races, but certainly wasn't afraid to take them on. So I don't have deep pockets. I'm not a millionaire. I'm just a regular guy trying to represent our community in the right way. So,
you know, you're kind of in, you know, I think analysts, I mean, all the, you know, pundits have all just, you know, come to the conclusion that this is going to be won by the former CFO. And, you know, of course, he's got the endorsement of the president. So you're kind of in a situation, again, we're viewed as the underdog. Do you believe you can win? I mean, you know, in a field of 10, it's probably only going to take about a 200 or 300 vote margin to win this thing. What gives you that confidence that you can do it?
I'm out there talking to the people and hearing what the people's concerns are. And just because you well, Petrona says he's in it because he was asked by the president. I'm in it because I'm compelled by the good Lord to do it. And I'm doing it for the people. I'm not doing it because someone asked me to do it. And so when I'm out there talking to the people, they don't take kindly to somebody that doesn't live in a district, understand their district, understand the demographics of the district. I've lived in this district for well over 30 years. I was an emergency manager at NES Pensacola when we got hit by Aaron and Opal, so I understand emergency management. I understand how to communicate from the federal to the state to the local community, plus organizations like the Red Cross. And so I get how it all comes together. And I did receive the Emergency Manager of the Year Award as a Navy lieutenant. And it was the first time they've ever given it to somebody other than one of their county emergency managers. And I don't think it's ever happened again since. But they felt like they had to give it to me for the innovative, out-of-the-box thinking and working with all the different agencies that I just described. So I understand the demographics of this district. And I've also had a couple small businesses, still do have a couple of LLCs inside the district. So I get the district. I get the north end versus the south end of the counties. So I understand this district. And going back to Opal, the base commander, the skipper at the time, allowed me to take sailors out for 2 weeks. And we dug people, sand out of the homes of many residents on Pensacola Beach. So I totally get the district, understand the needs from A to Z. And I don't believe some of the other candidates have that kind of a background.
One last question for you, John, before we let you go. We're talking to John Mills. Aside from military-related things or emergency-related things, tell me one other priority you've got going to Congress.
The infrastructure that we have. I live in Navarre currently, and there's times I absolutely cannot get out of my neighborhood. There are certain times of day, because I live close to Herbert Field, the traffic is atrocious, and you see a lot of unfortunately, a lot of grays up and down, little markers, if you will, of people that pass on this freeway. They call it Highway 98 Blood Highway for a reason. But now the infrastructure, there's just tremendous overbuilding, but they don't take in consideration the infrastructure needs to go in place to accommodate the building. So I think our infrastructure needs a lot of attention. That's just my personal opinion.
Very good. We're talking to John Mills. He is a candidate for Congressional District 1, one of a large field of 10 that you'll get to vote on if you are a registered Republican on Tuesday in the primary. John, you've run in 3 elections, and I appreciate that. I think that anybody who runs for public office, they've got my respect. I'm not willing to do it, so anyone who's willing to do it, I give you great credit for that. Although, of course, in this case, it's making all of our choices a lot more difficult because we have so many candidates. But, hey, I appreciate it, and I certainly appreciate your service. John, thanks so much for the time. Good luck on Tuesday.
All right, thank you. And John Mills for Congress.com. Please send a message to me, and I'll answer you off the message board.
I love it. 6:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jimmy Patronis failed us, presiding over what Trump called the worst insurance crisis in the country, while his PAC accepted millions from the insurance industry.
Patronis's campaign is even being funded by the liberal anti-Trump group Americans for Prosperity.
Like Donald Trump and Elon Musk, I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. I'm the only candidate with the outsider experience to make it happen.
I'm Gene Valentino, and I approve this message.
Republican for Congress, District 1.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Morning, 6:56 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay, and John Pickens has got our traffic on the fives. John?
Alrighty, so here we go. If you're traveling I-10 eastbound between mile marker number 35 and through 40, again, that's I-10 eastbound, there is ice on the roadway between those two mile markers, so definitely slow down and be aware of that. Also, if you're I-110 southbound and northbound, you have to get off at Maxwell Street. They are closed right there. The interstate's closed right there over the overpasses. And that if you're traveling to East Milton from downtown Milton, there's still ice on the road there. Also, Softly Field, I've said it's completely ice, Softly Field Road. Complete ice on both lanes, and they said that it's a mess. Thank you for the heads up. 98 Blue Angel Parkway, ice on the roadway. Be careful there, Lillian Highway. Seeing ice also, so just be careful if you have to be out and about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Yeah, I'm looking at just like 98 between the water and like Dog Track Blue Angel. It's just totally what a mess. because it's the same thing I said yesterday, but I'll say it again today. It's the trees. Trees are shade, and shade has prevented the sun from burning off the ice, and so it's stuck there. I mean, and that whole area is just a tree tunnel. So it makes sense. That's why that's a problem. And that's the short version. If you're, you know, roads that have been exposed to the sun are dry, unless they're a bridge, in which case they're probably like a packed snow. Roads that have been shielded from the sun by the trees are ice. That's it. So drive wisely. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A federal judge has now put a temporary hold on President Trump's executive order to end automatic citizenship for infants born in the U.S. Trump signed an executive order Monday that would limit birthright citizenship to children that have at least one parent that is a U.S. citizen or permanent resident. A district judge Thursday called that executive order, quote, blatantly unconstitutional.
I would say it is, but that's why you run test cases to see if the Supreme Court will still issue that same analysis today. But yeah, that's it. I mean, based on current law, it definitely is.
United Healthcare has a new CEO. The company announced Thursday Tim Noel will be heading the company after the death of former CEO Brian Thompson, who was killed last month in New York while attending a conference.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Somebody asked me, are you having Jimmy Patronis on today? I am, actually. 7:40, we'll have the former CFO on, and I have two more candidates to try to get in before Tuesday. By the way, early voting is open in both counties. I think it's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. both counties.
Listen on air at 92.3.